From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. My name is Jake Longwell. It's a pleasure to have you with us once again. We'll open the program today with music of Finnish composer Aulis Salonen. Salonen has composed in a variety of styles, everything from orchestral works to opera. We'll hear one of his orchestral pieces, his Cello Concerto, Opus 44, the work dedicated to the Finnish cellist Arto Noras, who will be the featured soloist in this performance. The piece is in two movements, Il Molto Variabile and Allegro Presto Prestissimo, respectively. Oko Kamu conducts the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of Aulis Salonen, his Cello Concerto, Opus 44, dedicated to Arto Noras, Il Modo Variabile and Allegro Presto Prestissimo, respectively. Recorded in Helsinki by the Finnish Broadcasting Company, Oku Kamu conducting the Helsinki Philharmonic with featured soloist on cello Arto Noras. This is from a compact disc released in 1985 on the Finlandia label, containing three compositions of Salonen: the Cello Concerto that we just heard, as well as Symphony No. 4, and Shadows, an orchestral work based on themes from Salonen's opera, The King Goes Forth to France. And you can definitely tell that this is a compact disc from the 80s, because after the liner notes, there is an explanation of the compact disc digital audio system. And as I understand it, this was standard with every CD that one could buy in the early to mid-80s, touting the benefits of the then revolutionary new technology, which some three decades later is now becoming obsolete. How times change. Speaking of a long, outdated, obsolete technology, we're going to go from the compact disc to the 78 RPM record for our next performance, two 78 RPM discs, in fact. As we turn to music of Beethoven, we'll hear his Ninth Violin Sonata, an abridged version of the Kreutzer Sonata. Beethoven premiered the sonata with the violinist George Bridgetower in a concert at the Augarten Theater on May 24, 1803. And initially, the sonata was dedicated to George Bridgetower, but later after the performance, when Beethoven and Bridgetower were out drinking, the violinist insulted a woman whom Beethoven dearly loved. Enraged, Beethoven removed Bridgetower's dedication from the sonata and rededicated the work to the accomplished violinist Rodolf Kreutzer. The irony here is that Kreutzer never performed this work. He called it unintelligible, and he never cared for Beethoven's work in general, and the two only met once, very briefly. This is an abridged performance. After all, this is the 78 RPM, and you could only get so much onto one side of a disc. Normally, the performance of this work typically runs 40 minutes in duration. This performance, between the two discs, is approximately 16 minutes. The work in three movements, Adagio Sostenuto, Presto, Andante con Variazioni, and Presto, performed by the duo of Marjorie Hayward, violin, and Una Born, piano. This performance recorded in February of 1918 for His Master's Voice. Thank you. the Ninth Violin Sonata of Ludwig van Beethoven, an abridged version recorded in 1918 for his master's voice. The performers, Marjorie Hayward, a native of the UK, on violin, and Australian pianist Una Bourne. The duo recorded extensively during both the acoustic and early electrical recording periods. In addition to the Beethoven sonata that you just heard, they also recorded violin sonatas of Elgar, Franck, Grieg, and Mozart. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, please visit our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final offering today, we'll turn to music of Claude Debussy and one of his most famous pieces, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. This symphonic poem was inspired by the poem L'après-midi d'un faun of Stéphane Mallarmé, and the Debussy symphonic poem would later inspire the ballet Afternoon of a Faun, choreographed by Vaslav Nijinsky. This performance was recorded at Orchestra Hall in Detroit, the main performance space for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. And indeed, this is the DSO in a December 1955 performance conducted by Paul Perret. music of Claude Debussy. L'après-midi d'une faun, prelude to the afternoon of a faun, a symphonic poem inspired by the poem of the same name by Stéphane Mallarmé. The piece was premiered in Paris in 1894. This performance was given at Orchestra Hall in Detroit in December of 1955, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Paul Perret. It's from a compact disc released on Philips in 1994, part of an extensive series of CD compilations released by the label, reissuing and remastering classic performances from the Mercury Living Presence classical series. This CD contains performances of three Debussy compositions, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, La Mer, and Iberia, all recorded in December 1955 at Orchestra Hall. It also contains a March 1957 performance of Maurice Ravel's Mother Goose Suite. Again, Paul Perret conducting the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, this time, though, the performance given at Ford Auditorium. And that will conclude this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. It has indeed been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again very soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.